audience questions now. We have time for a few questions. There's Jim Zellmer in the back. Jim, shout it out. I know you can shout it out.
Hey, thanks for the time today. I just wonder how much of a landmine, given people paying attention to education more than ever this year, the governor's record is. You know, our students now lag Mississippi and really I can see this event. Less per student has fewer teachers. And so what do you think? Will it become an issue, given more attention, or do you think?
Well, the issue with K-12 education in terms of student achievement. All right, yeah. What's the... Go ahead and answer the criticism there.
Sure. We have a governor who believes deeply in public education, proposed investing deeply in public education. We have a state legislature that refused to make a ton of the investments that our governor sought in his budget proposal. So now our governor's trying to help bring in federal funds to make sure we invest in the things that work. We have a state superintendent of public instruction who believes in public schools. And we have a Republican Party that at every step is trying to undermine public education, which is profoundly, profoundly unpopular. So I think education will be a key issue, and I think folks agree with our governor that investing in great public schools is the way to go. We saw that this spring. I think we'll see it again in 2022.
I think the difference is that Republicans invest in their children, not in the schools. And I think that's the challenge that we have. We keep talking about how much money we're putting into the public schools. We're not talking about how we're investing our children to be successful. And that's when you look back in 93 when Governor Thompson, under a bipartisan effort, created the school choice program in Milwaukee because they wanted to give their kids an opportunity to be successful. When we're averaging right now almost $11,000 per student in Wisconsin, when it comes to public education, and only about $8,500 in the charter and in the voucher programs, there's a discrepancy there that says, are we really doing what's in the best interest of our kids to make them successful, or are we still just padding the lining of the different organizations that we might be friends with, and is that really what we're supposed to be doing with education?
Wait a minute, Jim, back here. Go ahead.